Police Chief Kevin Reuter, you had an incident over the weekend involving an attempted abduction. Fortunately, this was not a successful attempt, and there's some good things and bad things that came out of this incident. What can you tell us?
Well, the bad thing, obviously, is that we have someone out there that tried to persuade a young girl of 8 years old into a boat. The good thing that happened was we have the public who interceded when she appropriately so knew something was up, called for help, and people stepped up and prevented it from actually happening. So we are looking for witnesses that may have been there who can identify the person or give us a better description, and we're definitely going to make every attempt to find this person before it happens again.
Did the suspect leave the area by boat then?
No, the suspect ended up reporting that he was going to go to the restroom and left the area and never came back.
The boat may have been just a ploy.
Correct. The person was walking towards the boat landing. I believe they said that their parents' boat was there. And when they got there, there was no boat or nobody there waiting for the girl at all.
Do we have any description of the suspect at this point?
No, not at this point, except for the generic description that we have right now is a white male in his 30s, approximately 5 foot 6 to 6 feet tall, thin build with short brown hair, and he was wearing glasses at the time. Generic at best, but we're hoping that with that little bit of description, maybe someone will know or remember being in the area when this all occurred and would be able to give us some better information.
Any idea what time this all happened?
Yes, it happened on September 1st at approximately 9 p.m. at Piffner Park during the Jazz Fest.
Now, you'd mentioned that the public did definitely the right thing and stepped up and helped. That's got to be a key to making this problem go away this time.
Yeah, you know, the police department's big on developing partnerships with the community. We need the help of the community as much as possible. Obviously, we can't be everywhere at the same time, so we need the public's help on crimes like this or any crime.
Looking ahead, do you see any changes for some of these events at the park that may help prevent this in the future?
Yeah, we're going to do the best we can to get extra patrol out and these events that typically in the past we didn't have officers at. At a very minimum, we're going to end up having our auxiliary police be involved and be eyes and ears on the ground and also be in a uniform so that people who have issues like this or something of this nature, God forbid, happens again, they know to go to those officers right on the grounds there, and they have an immediate contact with us via the police radio.